loan officers. Join the Mortgage Calculator as an MLO for unlimited mortgage leads and up to 250 BPS compensation.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of the Mortgage Calculator, and we are a lender that specializes in non-QM loans. What we do every Tuesday and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern on this show is go through a new loan officer training topic. And tonight we're going to be talking about how to structure HELOC combo loans. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience as both a loan officer and a realtor in Florida, is going to give us both some reasons why we would do a HELOC combo in the first place, and then how we can structure that. So I'll go ahead and turn it over to you, Jose. Let's talk about structuring some HELOC combo loans.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us for tonight's training. Tonight's training on how to structure a HELOC combo loan. Definitely an interesting arrow you want to have in your quill, right? I mean, this is the one that could allow you, especially in Florida, right, where condo financing is so difficult because many of the associations do not have the required reserves. So this is one of the workarounds that we have, right? We combine our first mortgage with a home equity line of credit. So let's go ahead and get right into it. All right, so how to structure a HELOC combo loan. So first, let me talk about what I have there, the image, right? The image there that I have is Fannie Mae Standard Eligibility LTV Matrix. Now, these HELOC combo loans are basically going to work for agency loans only. They're not going to work for non-QM loans, where usually you're maximizing the loan to value on your loan on the first, and where usually the CLTV and LTV requirements are also the same. So what's very important to note here is that on a purchase, we can go up to 97% combined LTV on a fixed rate mortgage and 95% on an ARM. Even though our HELOC options basically are right now capped at 95% CLTV, I don't believe we have a 97% CLTV option, but this gives you an idea of what you can do when you are combining the loan. Because what is a HELOC combo loan is a loan that combines a first mortgage with a second mortgage, in this case, a HELOC, home equity line of credit, to comprise the total loan amount. Now, do note that the first mortgage is subject to restrictions depending on the guidelines of the option chosen. And these restrictions may include no reverse mortgages as your first mortgage. That's because reverse mortgage is a negative amortization mortgage, which is our bullet point number three, no negative amortization mortgage. And in some cases also no interest only mortgages. So you would really have to see which type of note you have on the first. And if it is a note that allows for negative amortization, as some adjustable rate mortgages do, for example, allow for negative amortization if you reach a payment cap, then you would not be able to combine that mortgage, first mortgage type, with the HELOC to get your combo loan. And so that's the first mortgage component of the HELOC combo loan. And what is the HELOC combo? Well, I already mentioned a HELOC is a home equity line of credit, which is an open-ended loan, and usually a variable rate product where you pay interest only on the balance owed. So you can pay it down, charge it back up, pay it down, charge it back up during the draw period. Now, it's very important to note that during the draw period, HELOCs, that is when you can A, draw money from the HELOC, and B, that is when you also are in the interest only portion of the loan. During, let's say, if this HELOC has a 10-year draw period, That means you can draw from the HELOC for those first 10 years. And during those first 10 years, it is you're only required to pay back interest only. You can always pay back fully amortizing, but you can, you know, you're only required to pay back interest only. But beware, because then on year 11, that HELOC becomes a fully amortizing 20-year loan, assuming you had a 30-year term on the HELOC when you started. So then after the end of the draw period, whatever that may be, the HELOC becomes a fully amortizing. In this case, if we had a 10-year draw period, it's a fully amortizing 20-year loan. If you had a 3-year draw period only, then it becomes a 27-year fully after the end of the draw period. So very important to understand how the HELOCs work. Now, the HELOC combo loan can be used for a purchase or for a limited cash out refi, where the first mortgage will be structured as a limited cash out refi. So you don't get the loan level price adjustment for a cash out refi. And then you use the HELOC for the additional quote unquote cash that you want, the actual cash out component. So the first structure here would be the HELOC combo purchase, right? So the benefits of this structure is first and foremost, right? You have a combined LTV. That is what CLTV stands for. You have a combined LTV up to 95% LTV with no private mortgage insurance, no PMI. You can buy with a HELOC combo purchase, for example, you can buy a property that you would normally have to buy with a jumbo loan, right? Or a quote unquote jumbo loan property. You can buy it with a with conventional rates on the first, only 5% down and no mortgage insurance. And how is that possible? Well, again, you go up to the Fannie or Freddie Mac agency limit for that area. So I'm in South Florida, for example. I think it's $726,200 down here still, something like that. So let's say on this, let's use a $1 million property. I could do a $725,000 first mortgage. I can do a $225,000 line of credit. And 5% down. And I'll show you the structure on a quote in a minute. But just so you understand, then you're at 5% down, which is a key component here, because normally the jumbo loan would require minimum 10% down for this, for that purchase. So normally that purchase would be minimum $100,000 down payment versus $50,000 down payment. You have conventional rates on that $725,000. You have a HELOC, which, by the way, the HELOCs can be paid off on an accelerated method so that you have less interest expense. Some people like making the payments on the HELOC every 2 weeks, right? So you make a little bit more. You're paying less interest that way because the balance has, you know, less days in the month that they're calculating the interest on. So you will definitely save money with the HELOC if you decide to, you know, pay it down, not just pay interest only. The HELOC combo purchase can also be used to buy a primary or a second home condo where this condo may not have any reserves, right? Common occurrence here in Florida. Condo Association is not collecting enough in the monthly assessment to meet the 10% of the annual budget reserve requirement that Fannie and Freddie has. So you would have to normally buy that condo with 25% down if you want to do a limited review primary or second home loan, or 30% down if you want to do the limited review investment. So that's, again, another way, you know, is use of this HELOC combo purchase then is 10% down limited review condo purchase for Florida, by the way, because the rest of the United States is 10% down limited review all the time. Florida, you know, due to issues in the past, well, we get treated a little bit differently down here. So that's why this HELOC combo for limited review with only 10% down is only applicable, really, is a big benefit only for Florida. The added benefit here, though, with this product, when you're doing the HELOC combo, of course, is no mortgage insurance either, because your primary LTV is 75%. The LTV on the first loan, should I say, 75%. Now, a very important feature, I would say an intertwining thread here to the HELOC combo, whether it's a purchase or whether it's a refi, is the ability. Now, this is, you got to wrap your head around this one, but I'm sure that we have people in the audience that have had this scenario come up. You need to pay off a balance. You need to pay something down to qualify. You know, maybe it's a car or, you know, has more than the 10 payments left and it's a big payment, $600, $700, $800 a month. Borrower doesn't have the money to make, you know, any extra money to make any extra payments to bring that balance down. Or it could be a credit card or some other account that needs to be paid off or paid down to allow the borrower to qualify. Well, with the HELOC combo loan, you can use the HELOC to pay down some balances, right? So assuming you were going to do a 90%, well, get a little bit extra HELOC and get that HELOC to pay down the balance. And yes, you do have to qualify for the HELOC as well. But normally, the amount paid per $1,000 on a HELOC is less than the amount paid per thousand, I mean, you know, on this loan that you were trying to pay off. I've had it where they paid a car off and it was, like I said, $600, $700, $800 a month payment. Now the borrower qualifies because when we combine the HELOC and the first loan and we don't have that car anymore, they qualify. So you can use the HELOCs, whether it's a purchase or a refi, to pay off or pay down liabilities to be able to qualify. So that's a really big benefit here. So HELOC combo refinances, right? We mentioned that. Now, what are the benefits here to our HELOC combo refinance? Well, this allows a borrower to maximize the CLTV on the transaction, and that's a typo, should be up to 95% CLTV, not 97% CLTV, because we don't have any 97% CLTV options on the HELOC combo. But by keeping the CLTV at 95%, but the rate and term LTV at 80%, right? So you take the rate and term, assuming that's where you were, or let's say you're a customer that normally would not be able, here's where really this option shines. You have a borrower who owes too much on the property to be able to refinance, but they really want to refinance. They really want to get a rate and term. They have a really high rate on their loan, but let's say they're at 88% LTV, right? But they want to take advantage of the 80% LTV rate and term loan interest rate, right? But you got your 8% over the limit for the rate and term. Well, that's fine. Get the 80% for the rate and term portion, right, of the loan that you can get as much on that. So now you're at 80, you're maxing that at 80%, and then you get the extra 8% from the HELOC. Close on the overall loan, and then the customer gets on an accelerated payment plan to pay that 8% portion of the loan that was the HELOC, and then they have their rate and term on the first at an 80%. So they were able to complete a transaction that normally you would not be able to complete because, you know, the maximum on the cash out is 80, right? So in this case, you kept the rate and term to 80, Customer got some cash out there. Maybe you took it up to 90%. But the whole idea here is to realize when you have a customer who may be over the limit for the cash out or for the rate and term, whatever it may be, you can use this structure to, you know, take it up to a combined LTV of 95%, where you can structure the first as a rate and term and then get the balance of the money that you need to close the transaction. In this case, we are getting the balance that we need for the first to complete paying off on the first. And then we have some extra money left over, which is our cash out component that the customer needed for some other things that they wanted to do. So, you know, grouping it that way, refinancing the higher interest rate first into a lower interest rate first as a rate and term, and then getting a small portion through the HELOC. And again, in this HELOC combo refinance option, we are again able, obviously, this option is much more obvious, able to use the HELOC to pay off liabilities to be able to qualify a future not possible with a standard rate and term refinance. If our customer was doing this transaction as a rate and term refinance, and again, they were a little bit over on one of the accounts, they cannot ask for extra money from this transaction if it was a rate and term to allow to bring the DTI down by paying off some accounts, because that would be considered cash out, even if they weren't getting any cash out in their pocket. Even if that cash was being used to pay off a liability, it's still going to be considered for this conventional loan a cash out transaction, and then would limit you at 80%. And remember, we needed to get 86, 87, 88. So we would not be able to do it if we did not structure it this way. So now let me show you a couple of examples here, right, where we're breaking down again, reemphasizing the structure. So here in this scenario is my rate and term first combined with a HELOC, and I took this up to a 95% CLTV. So I got some pretty good rate options there, but what this allows me to do is it allows me to get a line of credit of $225,000. I can fully draw it if needed at closing or not. And this 95% CLTV loan, the HELOC is at 12.375% if it is fully drawn. Now, one thing I did want to note I didn't bring up previously is you need to pay special attention to the guidelines for the HELOC product and note what is the qualifying rate, right? Because HELOCs usually qualify the borrower on a set max rate at the fully drawn amount. So the underwriter is going to assume that this HELOC is going to be fully drawn. So in this case, it would be my HELOC at $225,000. And then they're going to calculate the payment based on whatever their guidelines are. Some call for a fully amortizing payment. Others call for the interest-only payment at the full amount. Whatever the guidelines may be, that's how you qualify the borrower. You're not going to qualify the borrower on the interest-only payment usually, right? And at the lower amount. Usually they're going to add to whatever the current rate is to calculate the payment. So don't miscalculate your payment, and then all of a sudden when it gets to underwriting, get hit with a counteroffer for a much lower loan amount because you didn't look at the guidelines. So this is our example for the rate and term first combined with a HELOC up to 95% CLTV. Then another example I like to show here is our jumbo killer HELOC combo up to a 95% CLTV purchase. Now, this is a really cool one because this is the one, like I mentioned previously, where you can purchase a home with only 5% down that is normally going to require a jumbo loan, which has typically a higher interest rate than a conforming loan, and is also going to require at least 10% down payment. So the first mortgage limit would be up to the conforming loan limit for the area. So in this example that I have here, I'm using South Florida. And the, again, conforming loan limit for South Florida, last time I checked, was $726,200. So I ran this example here on a $725,000 loan. And then, which was approximately 72.5% of my LTV on $1 million purchase price. So I got my LTV on the first at 72.5%. Then I have my HELOC for $225,000 at 12.375%. And no mortgage insurance again. So, you know, big benefit here, 5% down. And I get Fannie Mae rates on the first, Fannie Mae guidelines on the first. And the big point here to consider, besides the no mortgage insurance, only 5% down payment. Now, typically this option is going to be for a borrower that's a little bit more sophisticated, that is going to understand that they don't want to be paying interest only for 10 years, that this is a financial management planning tool that allows you to quickly reduce your interest expense if you embark on an accelerated repayment plan. Right. This is not for your retiree on a fixed income that is going to be paying only in, you know, interest only for the first 10 years. And then on year 11, get hit with, hey, now you have a fully amortizing 20-year loan with a much higher payment. Right. That's really not who any of these HELOC combo option loans are for. So when you are, you know, are consulting the borrowers, make sure they understand what the benefits are and what the potential pitfalls are so that they can make an educated decision. Because like I mentioned in the last point there, HELOCs permit accelerated repayment to quickly reduce the interest expense, thus offsetting any of the, you know, interest rate shock that can come, payment shock as those rates adjust. And now here in my last example here, is the classic HELOC combo purchase for limited review condo financing. Now, again, this is a phenomenon that's really going to be more applicable for Florida because Florida is a 75% maximum LTV for a limited review condo loan. And limited review condo loans are the option that is selected when a condo association is not collecting adequate reserves to be able to close with a low down payment option. And by low down payment option, I'm talking about a 3% for a first-time home buyer or a 5% down. You know, typical low down payment options are only possible when the association meets Fannie Mae guidelines for the condo, and that's, you know, that's going to have to do with reserves, that's going to have to do with number of owners owning, you know, like number of renters, number of owner occupants, all items that aren't taken into consideration when you do a limited review condo loan. Limited review condo loan is going to look at litigation. I think it's going to look at if one entity owns more than 10%, definitely going to look at if you know, the percentage of units that are more than 60 days delinquent on the assessment, and that's pretty much it, right? So it solves the big issue of the association not collecting enough reserves. But that's, and that is done by combining a first mortgage. Now, for a primary or second home, it's going to be 75% LTV max on the first, and then the HELOC for the second. Now, you'd have to check the guidelines on the HELOC to see what's the maximum LTV or CLTV that they allow for the second home. For the primary, I can definitely tell you that they go up to 95%. But due to Fannie Mae guidelines only allowing 90% CLTV max when it's a condo, hence we have the 10% down option, right? With the 75% on the first, 15% LTV HELOC, 10% down for the borrower, never any mortgage insurance applicable, obviously, because we are, our LTV on the first is at 80% or under. In this case, it is at 75%. So this is an option that I have used quite a few times in South Florida with condos when they have the issue of no reserves, when they have the issue of too many renters to owners, two of the big items that can be resolved with this. So definitely look forward to assisting those of you out there with your HELOC combo loans. We presented a few options here to be able to use this HELOC combo loan to generate more business for you all, especially remember how we can use them on the rate and term to when the customer wants to cash out. If they owe a little bit too much money that normally couldn't do it as a rate and term, the HELOC combo loan is the way to go.
All right. I don't see any questions here. Well, I guess we do have one question here. It's not necessarily, I guess, what we're talking about, but the question is, what might we suggest if free and clear to finish up renovations? So I guess just talking about getting cash out of there.
Well, I mean, with using a HELOC combo loan for renovations, I mean, I'm trying to figure, you know, how to answer the question, but what I can definitely tell you is if any renovations are needed and a HELOC is being contemplated as the option to assist with that, like maybe, you know, do the rate and term on the first and get the HELOC for the renovations, be aware that the property has to be in acceptable condition. So the renovations that are being done could be upgrades to the kitchen, upgrades to the bathroom and stuff like that, but cannot be renovations because the kitchen is not there, it's destroyed, the bathroom is destroyed, or the air conditioning and electrical system is damaged or missing. I mean, it can be renovations that would cause condition-related issues, not allowing the property to close with a non-renovation loan.
All right. I don't see any other questions, so we can go ahead and wrap it up then. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Remember, we do this at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, where we go through new loan officer training topics. So we will be back here next week with some new topics. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, Jose. We'll see you all on Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the next episode of the Loan Officer Training Series with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great night, everyone.
Loan officers, join the Mortgage Calculator as an MLO for unlimited mortgage leads and up to 250 BPS compensation.